an update on the injuries. Again, didn't practice today. These guys were all the same. Ty Warren, Marcus Thomas, Demarius Thomas, Richard Quinn, Stanley Daniels, and Ronnell Brown, ankle sprain. Little dings in practice, again, all precautionary. Ryan Clady, some knee irritation. Dawkins, an ankle irritation. And Lloyd, knee irritation. So we held them out, nothing serious.
Coach, did your heart skip a beat when you saw your two starting tackles and Elvis on the ground at one time?
Yeah, it looked like field goal block, a block left and a block right all at once. But no, that happened. Actually, they did a good job avoiding it at the last second to prevent anything really bad happening. So, you know, just a little tweak and, you know, we held Ryan out. But there was some pretty good players there in the pile.
John, when you think of the run game, what do you look for in your offensive line? What do you want to see?
You know, I think, you know, it's the essence of football, I think, is, you know, being able to run the ball and the mindset it takes to run the ball and stopping the run defensively. You know, I think it's kind of a, you know, defines your team. So, you know, a lot of it's, pad level and just the tenacity to keep grinding. It's kind of like body blows in a heavyweight fight. And, you know, they take their toll later in the fight or later in the game. And, you know, you don't see the results of them early, but they, you know, they show their ugly head later.
Well, four of these guys have been here, obviously, before you got here. Are you seeing that type of mentality, attitude that you're hoping,
you know, again,
will make a good run blocking offensive line?
I think we're capable, there's no doubt. You know, I think if you ask an offensive lineman, would they rather pass set or run block, I think 99.9% will say run block because, you know, it kind of fits their mold a little better. And I think, you know, all the advantages was the offense there. You know, a lot of the defensive linemen, probably some of the better, bigger athletic mismatches there is in football today. Athleticism and, you know, size is works to the advantage of the offense.
You guys made JD a game captain last week. What have you seen in him and his kind of development year one to year two?
Well, he's a scrappy guy. He's, you know, he's a fun guy to be around and, you know, he's a good teammate. So, again, those captains last week were named by me. We'll eventually vote for him and the team will vote for them after we pick our 53.
But is that something you liked?
Yeah. I mean, you know, he's kind of the quarterback of the line. He makes a lot of the calls, a lot of the directions. You know, we've got a fairly young bunch there that have kind of grown together, you know, played a lot together last year, and, you know, hopefully they can be a year better this year.
Coach, do you think Brandon Lloyd could bring that Steve Smith-type dimension to the offense when your Carolina offenses were humming?
Well, I think without a doubt. You know, you look at him last year, he had a great year, you know, represented our team at the Pro Bowl, and, you know, I think he's definitely capable. He's very athletic, he's got great body control in the air. You know, he finds a way to come down with the ball, and that's you know, a big attribute as a receiver.
You look for somebody who can kind of stretch the field to open up the inside run, he brings that dimension to you.
Yeah, I think, you know, he's a tough matchup for people. I think it's hard for one person to cover him, and if you can draw double coverage, it makes them play more of a split safety type of box scheme, and, you know, it opens up your run game, and, you know, you try to get your run game going to get that singled up, and then you got an opportunity for big plays when you have that kind of a talent out there.
Working down at DeMario Presley, you guys got him off waivers. What's he going to bring?
Well, I think we've got some familiarity with him. You know, Dennis Allen, our defense coordinator, had some background with him in New Orleans. You know, our scouting department liked him, so, you know, he'll define that when he gets here.
Thanks, Coach.
All
right, you're very welcome.